The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include a seminal grunge rock trio, an exhibition of Japanese woodblock prints, a rock legend singing Christmas songs, a jazz couple singing silly love songs, a literary reading by four women authors, an art gallery show featuring a half dozen female artists, and a whole lot more. Dinosaur Jr., the Amherst, Massachusetts-based rock trio that in the mid-1980s laid down the format that Pacific Northwest bands, including Nirvana, would popularize as so-called grunge rock, will drive 1 hour northwest from their home base to perform in the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. The group's innovation was to combine the crunchy, distorted guitar sounds of bands like Sonic Youth with catchy melodies by way of The Replacements, sung in a hyper-personal manner by founder and frontman Jay Mashes. Think Neil Young and Crazy Horse on steroids. Also at Mass Mocha this weekend, Club Diamond, a multimedia theater piece, will have a work-in-progress showing in Club B10 tonight at 8 p.m. as part of the annual Sundance Institute Theater Lab at the venue. More than a century of Japanese printing traditions, represented by 73 color woodblock prints, will be presented in the exhibition Japanese Impressions, Color Woodblock Prints, from the Rod Bell Family Collection at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass., opening on Saturday. The exhibition explores the complex and changing relationship among artists, woodblock cutters, and publishers from the mid-19th century through modern times. There's some really cool modern ones in that exhibition. Rock singer-songwriter and activist Melissa Etheridge brings her holiday trio to the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Mass. To perform fan favorites and Christmas classics such as Merry Christmas Baby and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas tonight at 8 p.m. And at the Mahawi on Sunday at 7, husband and wife jazz duo John Pizzarelli and Jessica Malasky will sing silly love songs, literally and figuratively, in their Midnight McCartney program based on the legendary jazz guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli's Midnight McCartney album, featuring jazz versions of numbers from Paul McCartney's post-Beatles solo career. The album, and presumably the concert, includes languorous and swinging versions of tunes like My Love, Coming Up, Let Him In, Maybe I'm Amazed, and my favorite, the holiday smash, Wonderful Christmas Time. Singer-songwriter Joan Osborne brings her blues-inflected original pop rock compositions to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 8 p.m. Osborne has rightfully earned a reputation as one of the great voices of her generation, a commanding, passionate performer, and a frank, emotionally evocative songwriter. Osborne is widely known for her beloved hit song, What If God Was One of Us, Never Mind the Grammar, as well as her live performance of What Becomes of the Brokenhearted and Heatwave in the Grammy Award-winning documentary Standing in the Shadows of Motown. Writers Hallie Goodman, Danny Grammerstoff French, Anna Victoria, and Annie Bielski will read from their works at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading and music series, every second Saturday of the month. The readings, a showcase of emerging writers in Hudson, will be followed by a music set by DJ Andy French, and works by six female Hudson Valley artists working in a variety of media are featured in a new winter exhibition at Carrie Haddad Gallery in Hudson, opening with an artist reception on Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. Artists featured include Kate Hamilton, Andrea Morrow, Louise LaPlante, Elizabeth Coyne, Laura Van Rosk, Allison Levy, and Eileen Murphy. Their work offers unique commentary on the political, personal, and environmental observations of what it means to live in a global community today. The work remains on view through January 22nd. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.